Hey, this is Dave Saunders with DaveSaunders.net, and in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about the importance of local search. And the reason that local search is so important is because more and more people are using websites and search engines like Google instead of the Yellow Pages. Now, if you're listening to this and you've got an internet-based business, you might think, well, so what? I don't need that. I'm an international business. But here's the thing. Especially if you're interested in maybe developing some money by working with local clients, local search is a great way to develop a relationship with local businesses as your clients, because the first thing that you can do is show them that when, say, for example, somebody types plumber near Washington, D.C. into Google, and more people are doing exactly that, their name is going to come up, their business name, their website, their phone number, and a map with a little pin showing exactly where they are. Now, even for your business, if you're an internet entrepreneur, or you say you're a professional networker, or you're a realtor, one way or another, you have a business that can some way take advantage of local search. It's going to help you get more traffic. And if you're doing any type of service-oriented business, it can help your phone start ringing right now. So let's take a look at the three main sites. We've got, of course, Google, we've got Yahoo, and we've got MSN. Google is the one that you want to get into. And you go to www.google.com/local/ad. And then there's a simple form that you fill out to register your business. Now, here's one of the tricks that I think people should work with. Let's say, you've got a business called, Natural Relaxation, and you're actually a massage therapist. Well, the business name is Natural Relaxation, let's say, for example. In the business name, you should also include massage therapist. Now, some people might think this is keyword spamming, and I would say that it's not, as long as you end it right there. You know, in the Yellow Pages, you'll find listings where people have their business name, and then they'll have a tagline that describes who and what they are. So this is what we're doing in the business name as well, and it's just going to help you get found. Now, do not abuse this by listing a whole bunch of keywords, because people who are surfing the web, they can report you. Google will ban you. And I would imagine that Google and the other guys have already thought of this, so they're going to probably put in technology to make sure that the keyword spammers get nailed. So don't go there, but at least put in a tagline alongside your business name to pull in at least one of the major keywords that's associated with your business if it's not in the name of your business already. So that's Google. The Yahoo listings is listings.local.yahoo.com. And for MSS, it's a little bit more of a complex URL. It's ssl.search.live.com/listings/listing center. And the L is capital and the C is capital .aspx. And if you missed that, take a look in the description for this podcast, and I'll try to put the three URLs in the description, so that'll be nice and handy. And so those are the three pieces. Submit your local business into those three search engines. It's going to be really important for you. But here's another great thing, too. Go out there and help some other businesses. Now, getting, say, your next door neighbor who's a plumber or a landscaper or whomever, getting them in local search, maybe that's not such a big deal. But you know what? If you do it just as a gesture of good faith, you're going to build some great trust there. And as you move forward, if you have any interest in, say, developing a business to help local businesses that are trying to get out of the Yellow Pages and are trying to get into the search engines so that their local businesses are being found, well, it's a great way to develop trust so that later when you come to them with more ideas for how to get them to get more traffic through the search engines, to also build their online presence so that people can come to know them and like them and trust them online, all those things are going to be much easier for you to develop with new clients, you know, just by doing one of these things as kind of an easy prelude to future efforts. And in fact, I'm actually working on something right now to teach people how to actually build a business that is involved with local search and helping businesses do exactly that. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, you might want to make sure you're on the mailing list at www.davesaunders.net. Always worth taking a look at. And thanks for listening. We're just over 5 minutes for this podcast, and we will see you real soon, where we're going to talk more about search and how to get you more traffic and get you more conversions.